gentlemen, welcome
to a Blitz Intermission Podcast.
I don't know why this song makes me think about like booty cheeks.
What's the name of the song?
What did I name this song? Fucking freestyle. Fucking freestyle. And yeah, I'm thinking about booty cheeks. Alright, people. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the freaking 100th episode of a Blur's Intermission Podcast. Joining me as always, or should I say, joining me throughout this journey of freaking 100 episodes so far.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's CAKC Murder. God damn, it's been 100 episodes. I remember back when we was on, I think it was episode 13.
Why the fuck did I know you was going to say episode 13? That's very interesting.
That's my, for some reason, that has to be one of my favorite episodes. Because that was definitely a good episode.
I'm trying to think. I'm happy. I'm happy I haven't gotten to the point where I go back and like listen to all the episodes yet, because I'd rather do this now since we're at 100. Because, man, there are some episodes, and I'm so happy I can share this on the 100th episode, because there's some truths that just teaches on with the truths. But there is so, how can I say this? If you're like a fan since like day one, you'll see. In the system, it's like 98 or 99 episodes available. There's like one episode that was deleted. I'm not sure. Actually, I think I remember why I deleted it. There's a few episodes that people don't know about that had to be re-edited. Because I was saying a lot of shit that could have got me in trouble.
Oh, damn.
And not like job fire type of shit, but like, yeah, I could have started something. Like, and I'm happy I can laugh at this, and I'm happy I was mature to go back and edit those things. But man,
when you say trouble, what type of trouble do you speak of?
Because this is interesting. I could have fucked up, but yeah, nah. There's definitely about to be some toxic shit on these airwaves, and I'm just so happy, man. So happy that I really just thought about it, because actually one of those episodes was uploaded this year.
Oh, wow.
And, like, it was live for, like, 2 days, and I was like, ugh, my conscience feels so bad. I got to go back and re-edit it. So, you know, if y'all do y'all work, y'all will find out which episode it was.
You have the episode before you edit. I want to hear these episodes. Now that you said that, I want to hear these episodes, what they sounded like before you re-edit.
It's interesting that you say that, because you were here for 99% of them. Oh, stop smoking so much.
I mean you could say that.
Go ahead and make an excuse. Go ahead and make an excuse, sir.
Hey, I plead the fifth.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm not gonna self incriminate.
Plead the fifth. Yep. Fair enough. But yeah, man, that's just one of the little I guess behind the scenes situations. I'm trying to think, is there any other ones to share? There has definitely been episodes where there was guests.
Yeah, definitely.
AKA definitely Daniel was featured in some of those episodes. And I feel like I was honest to say some of those episodes and their quality just wasn't worthy to be released just yet.
We had the episode with, I think Kimon was on twice.
Sheesh, damn, that was so long ago.
Marquise was on.
His head ass. Exactly. His sucker ass, his head ass.
He was on twice, I think.
I think he was.
Both times was upstairs.
Definitely.
Because that's when I made that.
Bipolar ass. Oh, you should have never. You should have never segued to this, sir. You want to continue? You want to say that out loud, sir? You want to say that out loud?
Poem that I made.
What poem?
That I should never have made. That.
When and I see you.
I really hope that you delete that file that you have. Yo. Like, that file needs to be deleted and never brought back up.
People, if I am in the right state of mind, and if this post-production goes the way that it needs to go today.
You won't do that.
This is the moment where that clip plays.
You won't do that. You will not. Oh, man.
Yo. I swear to God, if I find that,
I hope
if it's in my inventory,
I hope
which it should be.
I hope that you, Because you did it, because it was two.
It should be. It should be.
It was the first, and then it was, yeah, because it was one.
Tell me more.
And then you edited it. You edited it some more.
So, basically, there's a raw. There's a raw. There's a raw. A raw format where it's just a cappella, your voice only. And then there's a part where I edit, like, one of those beats.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know which one is better. Oh, shit. I may have fun.
Honestly, if you do post them, post both. Because then you'll see how it
went. Fuck no. You can't give people the option. You got to.
Why not? Why you not giving them the option? Why not? I mean, at least they'll know. At least they'll hear how it went from when it was just straight me and then it was just. And then it was.
Matter of fact, it's all about you. No, it's all about you. It's not about what I can do behind the scenes. It's about you. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, if I come across that wonderful poem that this man recited,
I mean, but it's okay because I know you're not going to find it. You're more than likely
You're really trying it because you're testing it. Because I will sit here. Trust me.
Oh, I know.
It's either in an email.
Yeah, which you emailed them to me. Yeah,
which you should be
both to me now.
Or
they probably deleted it by now.
Don't. I hope not. I hope I didn't do what I think I'm about to say, but if I did, it may be on a flash drive, and if it's on that other flash drive that I didn't back up to this hard drive,
that's even
that
better.
Means Ja'Kayla has it, and that means it should be deleted.
Good, good.
But knowing good. Me that I like to have my backup for my backup for my backup, you're not out the ballpark, sir. So once again, people, if I had that foul, guess what? This is that moment where I fade out and Chauncey fades in.
The day I met you was the day I opened my heart. I didn't think this would ever happen again, but it did. When I look at you, I see a diamond. I see cool water. I see a day on the beach, sitting, drinking, just having fun, having conversation. I see you and I see me, and I'm like, wow, is this really happening? Wow, it is. Is this really me? Is this really you? Wow, it is. Is this really us? Wow, it is. Okay, I like this. This should be new. I hope this goes on forever. I opened my door, I opened my heart. My wall came down to trust someone, and I trust you. I feel that you are here for me and I'm here for you. We're here for each other and we're here forever. And for this, I love you.
All right, people, there we go. So hopefully, I don't know how that went. In post-production, we shall see. I'm trying to think. Damn, that was crazy. That was funny as shit.
It was.
I remember that day. You had shades on.
Had your shade. You had
fucking shades, yo.
Man, that shit. Because I was... I really wanted to do it. And then I was like, okay, let's do it. Ooh. And I did it. And I was like, and I think I sent that to her that same day. And then was like, okay, this. And then it was over in 4 months?
I mean, would you rather have the experience or would you have rather, how they say it? Would you have rather have the experience to have love or have not to have love at all? If I said that correctly.
The first one.
You'd rather have the opportunity to have had the love.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, once again, you had the chance. With that being said, if you're going down memory lane, man, I know I done shot my shot quite a few times on this podcast. Yeah, and I think I'm like 0 for 3 or like 0 for 4. I can easily recall all the times that Ja'Kayla done interrupted this podcast session, and it's all been out of love. Get that knock on the door, just someone banging in here, just, yo, what's good? Like, what the hell? Or the interruptions of hearing my grandmother in the background, whether she's feeling good or
I think that good. Was on episode, I think episode 13 was like that.
Yo, I remember, oh my fucking God, I remember that episode where we was upstairs, it was fucking shooting, and I literally told you how the shit was going to play out. Because I was like, if it was shooting... That. I guarantee you, it's either a shooting happened, somebody's going to call my grandmother's going to contact me, and then I'm going to find out about it. And it's like, we heard the gunshots. Something proceeded. then the phone call. And I think all of this played out in the background. Because she was like, hello, something like that. And what? Yep. And then, Joe, what's up with that? I'm like, damn, people, like, yo, like, yep. Go back and replay that shit, that. Man.
That which episode was that? I think that might have been.
That may have been, like, in the 30s.
Nah, that was early on.
Really? It couldn't have been that early. I feel like that was in, like, 20s or 30s.
I think it was either episode 13.
Couldn't have been.
No, it wasn't episode 13, because episode 13 is Introduction to Meraki.
Really? Why did I feel like...
No.
Episode 13 was like the Rainbow Community.
No, episode 13 was the one we were doing Don't Split the Pole.
Oh, the Superstitions.
Yes.
There we go.
Episode 13. Your favorite number is 13. It doesn't have... They don't have 13 elevators.
The 13th level on a hotel. Some really spooky shit. Matter of fact, do the research, sir, so we can have a fucking other episode. Shit, niggas are gonna say, watch this shit. Yeah, what's your excuse now? You have a phone, you got access to a pen and pencil, things that can record.
Niggas,
put the research together so we can come together and have a superstitious episode, sir.
No, that was episode 13.
No, I'm saying, I said so we can have another
oh, another one. Superstition episode.
Yes.
Okay.
Sheesh.
Okay, sir. Take it easy. Take it easy.
What else is there? As far as memories on this goddamn show.
The episode Marquise was here and he said we didn't land on the moon.
That nigga was high as shit.
No. Oh, man. He said that shit. Oh.
I don't think we were even high doing that episode.
We were. No, we couldn't. No, we wasn't.
Because we
smoked right after. So,
Before we move on to the blur talk and all that greatness, I definitely wanted to sit down and get the stats together for this show. And within the past 2 years of this show's existence, we have accomplished quite a few things. So, with that being said, you know, this is episode 100. We have definitely managed to produce and flush out 100 episodes. With that being said, I'm happy for this, the accomplishments. But within these 100 episodes, and based on the research that I did about, 4 days ago, with those 100 episodes, or at least with 99 of them, we received over 1,129 downloads.
Wow.
Based on those downloads, where's, you know, our listeners located from. So... obviously, our biggest population of listeners come from America. I'm not going to specify which state or city. And then who follows America. It was very surprising. I was very surprised to see this. But after America, we got France. Shouts out to our listeners in France. Following France, we got Germany. Shouts out to the people in Germany that listen to this show.
Germany has been on there for a while.
For real. I remember, was it Tokyo? No, it wasn't Tokyo.
It was Germany, it was the UK.
UK. I feel like it was the UK. It was one of them. I was like, whoa, like, damn. It definitely. Shouts out to Germany. I definitely been rocking with us for quite a minute.
Indeed.
Following Germany, we got Brazil. Shouts out to those listeners that listen to in Brazil. I know a few people I can send over for that BBL if you want. Just let me know. After Brazil, we got Canada. Shouts out to Drake. It's like, no, I know this nigga never listened to this episode or this podcast.
He probably has listened to the podcast.
Bullshit.
He probably listened to it probably once or twice.
Bullshit.
And been like, he waiting for us to do that
bullshit.
That shout out to his people.
Bullshit.
And then he going to give us a shout out.
I wouldn't even know how to interview Drake on this podcast, because I got so much shit to say. And it's not like, and what I mean, like, shit to say, like, not like to come for him or attack him. Like, no, I have so many questions about the shit that he doesn't say. Like, why you smash this girl? Like, why you smash this girl's man? Like, why you go this? Not like, I just have questions, because I feel like Drake is a very petty or very, I feel like Jake, I said Jake, I feel like Drake plays chess.
And not checkers.
And I would love to have a conversation and play chess with him. That way, it'll be easier to... Yeah.
So with that, when that happens, it would have to be a audio and visual type of episode.
Indeed. I mean, in a video aspect, I mean, once again, I literally downloaded the software, and hence why I want to upgrade my freaking Mac Pro to the newer model so I can just have more storage. But to do videos, I realize it's even more simple for me. It's just a matter of just having the right space and the right atmosphere.
Okay.
Because it's like, once again, we can easily step into the living room and record, definitely, but it's like you'll hear that echo and the voice will just bounce around. This is why I was like, this is why like furniture needs to be put down there so the definitely sound can be absorbed. And so it sounds more like this. Because even when you play these episodes back, like there's a grand difference from upstairs, from where I used to live, to here. Like there's the sound just different.
You're
just
talking about way that closet different you used to live in. Like, man, the closet wasn't even a real closet. Like that closet was small.
Shout out to all the women that dealt with me while living there, because I don't know how I even did that shit, yo.
Like that room, like
that shit was trifling.
I think
that shit was trifling.
This nigga from here up would be your room.
Shouts out to I'm telling you, man, I got so many good memories in that room. keep those offline though.
Put on that fucking that fucking Dragon Ball Z movie. We were recording and you put on the Dragon Ball Z.
That was your fucking fault, sir.
Yeah.
That's your fucking fault.
Because I'm not into it. Because I didn't really watch it coming up. And I was like, okay, I'm not into Dragon Ball Z.
That's your fault.
And then that shit, them fight scenes.
Them shits.
Fight scenes.
Legendary.
Legendary is an understatement. I'm not going to lie. I might start watching it. Just because of that.
Just let me know. I pretty much re-downloaded the main storylines to Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto.
Because we ain't been on Grand Theft Auto in a minute since you got this fucking P5.
That's not my fault. I can't even.
It is your fault.
What the fuck?
You won't buy a goddamn PlayStation 5. No, well, damn well. I don't got no goddamn PlayStation 5.
I'm supposed to wait till you niggas upgrade.
Yes, that is exactly what
y'all
you're supposed
the
to do.
Nigga tree? Y'all hear this
that
shit?
Is exactly
y'all
what you're supposed tree? To do.
Y'all hear the crabs and the bear mentality? Until we get our shit, we don't want you to lift up. We
exactly.
Don't want
you,
niggas.
Exactly.
This is why my ride stays with me.
Keywon ain't get it.
This is why my ride stays with me.
You know what?
This is why my ride stays with me.
She's not with you.
This is why my ride stays with me, sir.
People.
This is why my ride stays with me, sir.
We all know she's with me. My post said on Facebook, okay?
You said what?
My post said on Facebook.
First of all, what the fuck does what? Nigga, what does a post on social media mean?
It doesn't mean.
What does it mean?
It means a whole lot. It means a whole
lot. What did it say? A chances in a relationship now?
A chances in a relationship with Mariah Morris.
Lies. Lies.
That's what it says.
Oh, so she on Facebook?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've already told her.
Thank you.
I already told her Thank that my you. Friends are going to start contacting Thank her and asking
Thank
her questions.
You.
So
Just know if I ever do a day where I'm like, bro, you ever got to get picked up, we'll do Zoom. And she, you know, she just.
You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that.
Yeah, all right. You wouldn't do that. All right. Yeah, you okay. I imagine it not being that difficult.
You don't have the kahunas.
Like, hey, you know, Chauncey's bro.
Nope.
I heard a lot of good things about you.
You wouldn't do that.
I think it would be a, like, ooh, perfect storyline. He's just been feeling down lately, and I feel like.
Oh, you gonna throw me under the bus.
And I just feel like what we can do together to uplift his spirits is for you to just join this Zoom call and just talk your shit. And then I'm be talking a bunch of shit, blah, 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 blah. And then she just fade back in and be like, yo, what's up, babe? You be like. Whoa.
So you gonna throw me under
See, it's not that difficult, sir. It's not. And I haven't gave thought to that until
and
now.
Be your own,
you see how well thought that is, nigga? Like,
be
come on,
bro. I am getting a shirt. People, if you want shirts made, let us know. You can reach out to Rockstar Jim or me, you know. Or reach out to me through him. You know, get your shirts made. However you want to make, I'm having shirts that's going to say, it be your own niggas.
I prefer niggas be niggas. Niggas just be nigga.
No, it be your own niggas.
Niggas just be nigga, man. Niggas just be
niggas. For moments like this, it be your own niggas.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
Be your own
It's not my fault, people. But without further ado, people, I just want to say, you know, as always, thank you, Segno. That's not the end of the episode. All right, we're going to move on to the Blair
That's
talk.
That's fucked up. You want to end it off like that? Damn. You ain't even had a fool. That's fucked up.
So you're going to move on to the Blair talk. At first, I was going to do like this grand scheme of like just mentioning our favorites of all times for each category. But then I realized we may be here all day. And, you know, with celebrations, you got to realize there's a there's a time and place for celebrations.
Indeed.
I just feel like we can't prolong this shit and drag this on for too long.
Indeed.
And we can't make it too short, because she'd like for me to stay in there a little bit longer. So just making that point. And you know who I'm talking about, sir.
You're talking about the nurse.
I'm talking about Mariah. What are you talking about?
How are you talking about my... See, we're not about to keep doing this, sir. We're not about to keep doing this. Be your nigga.
In all seriousness, people, within the Blur Talk, I am... Actually, you know what? I'll say that for another segment. For the Blur Talk, ladies and gentlemen, for music this week, I have a new artist that I was just introduced to a couple weeks ago, and I still have to sit down and listen to her for old album. But this artist goes by the name of Yaya Bey.
Yaya Bey.
Yaya Bey. She's from New York. She dropped an album by the name of Remember Your Nerf Star. What the fuck? Did I say Nerf? I said Nerf Star. I'm so happy edits can just do all this shit. For the last time. She dropped an album by the name... I can't take myself seriously, yo. She dropped an album by the name of Remember Your Nerf Star.
Remember Your Nerf Star.
Am I saying Nerf wrong? Oh my
God. I think you're saying Nerf instead of saying North. Oh my God. Remember your Nerf.
Drive.
God, see, we're going with the bullshit, man. Remember your North Star.
Remember your North Star. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. My North is just North.
Your North is ghetto. Your North is ghetto. Your north is ghetto, man.
Who the fuck that was just listening to somebody say some north, like, south, 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 west, north? Yeah, my north.
Your north is ghetto. Your north is actually is
north.
Your north is black.
My north. What your north? Your is north it north? Sounds, is it
north?
North.
No, you're saying north. With an F, N-O-R-F. You're saying north. Not north.
North. Never eat something wild. North, north, east, south, west. Yeah, it really is north. Oh, my God. Fuck yeah. Fuck you, okay?
Well, I'm just saying. You said it's north.
North, okay?
It's N-O-R-T-H. North.
What was I talking about the north for? Why am I talking about the north?
Never forget your north star, sir.
Niggas.
Hey, I did remember. I mention you should have remembered.
Yo, I'm just going to edit.
The song,
you know what?
Yaya Bey made. Called
ain't no Never. Fucking song. It's an album.
Okay, the album. I thought you said song.
Nigga, I said album.
I could have sworn you said song.
You said could have sworn porn.
I could have sworn. You know what? You're kind of confused. I could have sworn you said song.
Say sworn.
Okay.
Say sworn.
Sworn.
Your okay. Sworn sounds ghetto as fuck, sir.
You're not about to flip this on me.
Your sworn. Say it again.
Sworn.
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 Yeah, your sworn sounds ghetto. Your sworn sounds
oh,
ghetto.
Oh, so you flipped the script on
yep.
me.
Yep. Yep. Right. Talking about my fucking okay. North sound ghetto.
Respect that. Respect
how my
that.
North sound ghetto?
Because your North is N-O-F.
North. Okay.
That's not what you're saying. Uh-huh.
North. North. Mm-hmm. North. Anyway.
You were saying North.
Did we mention the album yet, people? So
yes,
once again.
Remember Your North Star.
Yaya Bey. Recent album. Remember Your North Star.
You said it twice. Oh, this, see?
This is what you do on the 100th episode, okay? You bullshit, okay? This is what you do.
I mean, yeah, you can't. Like you said. Your girl don't like it too short, so she come to me.
Which
so
one?
It's just
which
long.
One? Which one? Which one?
I don't know which one you got. It exactly. Ain't Mariah.
Hey, whoa. What you mean?
So now you
know what? You know
you
what?
You introducing us to another song. Like, I introduced y'all.
What song?
To Lil Sims. I mean, album. Or artist.
First of all, stop like, talking about my bae. Stop like, talking about my bae.
That's my wife.
Stop talking
that's
about my bae. You little cheating ass
heifer. I got two wives.
Mariah, you hear this?
I got two wives.
Mariah.
I have two wives. Mariah and Lil Sims.
You know what, people? Okay. I'm gonna let this the older man have his day.
Older man?
I'm gonna let this young older man get his day. Okay. It's okay.
I'm a male. If a nigga talking shit, I might run off with his bitch. I might slow down, hit the lip. When he see me, plead the fifth. Like, baby, please. Don't you fall in love with me. Use a trick and I'm a tease. Don't you be a sip for me. That you know just what that means. Shit, just mic at 7:30. When I push a 7:30, all my bills is pushing 30. Oh, you late, I so aggressive, baby. Ain't no second guessing, baby. I'm the smoothest bitch in this little. My old friends don't care.
sober. I hit the blunt to forget you a boulder. You rolling stoner. You lay your hat on the next bitch's shoulders. Then hit my line like, baby, come over. You know it's over before it started, though we never parted. You with that bitch for now, but you gon' be back around. You be back around.
For big and little screen, ladies and gentlemen, for big and little screen, I only have one movie to mention, and I still have yet to rewatch this, even though I have added other movies to my list.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. That, if you have yet to check it out, man, please do yourself a favor and check it out, especially with this week, because it's going down.
Disney Plus. Matter of fact, I watched it again on Disney Plus.
I thought about that, but I was like, nah. I downloaded a 4K version of it, and I was like, I'm going to treat myself to it. I'll probably make some cookies.
I want to find out how you can get, like, IMAX movies for home view. Where you have to have, you got to buy the movie, and it comes with the glasses.
3D? I
thought it was IMAX.
IMAX is just... IMAX... I wish I could flip this shit. IMAX is just a bigger screen.
Wow.
3D is the...
Howie, what is it?
Holy shit.
Niggas is high.
No, I thought IMAX was like...
So we saw it in 3D IMAX. But 3D is what...
Okay.
Is what helped.
Okay. I know. I get it. Some bullshit.
Yep. Shit. Went from ghetto to think. You know, hey, it's a good day, man. Why do they feel like a Friday?
Yeah, it's a Sunday.
Why does it feel like a Friday?
It definitely feels like a Friday.
And then tomorrow gonna feel like a whole Sunday again. Yikes.
I mean, yeah, because it's not gonna feel like a Monday. But for people that gotta work, you know, it's gonna be a Tuesday on Tuesday because when your ass gotta get up.
Indeed. Before I move on with literature, games, and news and all that greatness. You want to add to big and little screen or music?
No. The only new music to me that I've been listening to is Heavy Impact.
Heavy Impact, take you up.
Oh, that song hit different. That song definitely hit different because I was listening to it on a bus, and I was like, "Why I hear this song, but everybody's playing it in the area we were going." On that U6 too.
I wonder, do they still? I don't think they perform anymore though.
They should. I want to go. I don't like a concerts with a whole lot of people and shit. But I would go. I want to go to a Go-Go Band concert.
You got me fucked. Well, I can't go to an environment like the CFE and like those Go-Go functions.
Nah, you can't.
But that. I can go to the Chantel and grind with somebody's grandmother or mother. I can do that. I can do that with these. I'm telling you. Take the teeth out, go in the back a little. You know what?
What's the club that used to have all them shootings? It's the Legend.
I ain't gonna say only in DC, but
it's not in DC. It's in Maryland.
The Legend?
The Legend is right over the line, right across.
I consider it DC because it's like right down, but it is Maryland.
Yep, it's literally right over the line.
Sheesh. For literature, in a word of literature, I am currently trying to finish Batman Hush, but recently, what was it, Saturday, which is yesterday, damn, it felt like, see, my days are all over the place, but yesterday I went to the grand opening of Third Eye Comics, which just opened up another franchise, another store.
I thought you said that was opening today.
Saturday. It opened Saturday, so drove out there.
That's why he was coming.
I was not expecting to spend much money. However, I did know I was going to go in and get some things. I mentioned, you know, got some pops, and I'm at 130 pops now. I also picked up a few comics. I picked up Thor and a Mighty Thor.
That's you, right?
Yep. I picked up Thor and a Mighty Thor comic. I picked up, it's another comic I got, but I can't remember the name of it. But the one that I'm really, really happy about, the grand purchase of all of them, would have to be the Infinity Gauntlet series. I was happy to buy that in a paperback form. Can't wait to sit down and read that. So once I'm done with Batman Hush, I probably go back and re-examine that story. Hopefully, we'll see. I also picked up, that's what else I picked up, She-Hulk, issue number 4. Ladies and gentlemen, as we prepare for She-Hulk and her greatness to bless us on Disney Plus, I suggest we do our research, you know what I'm saying? I don't know too much about her, but do our little research and get to know her, because I think that series is going to be, it's going to be spicy. Yeah, because I already said, I'm not going to repeat myself, I'm not going to say what she could do to my face, but yeah. No, repeat what you say, sir. Just saying, She-Hulk can get it, man. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, bro. She can... Anyway, in the world of news.
Yeah, that's how you switch that real quick.
For the Gamers Huddle, I just had to report my second playthrough on The Quarry. Why is all my words just coming out with a hard R or F? The Quarry.
Like North.
The Quarry.
Yeah, that's how you do that. Fuck you, man.
The Quarry. I'm going to try to fuck. I'm not from New York or something. New Yorkers. Hey, I'm walking here. Anyway.
I don't like the way you're walking.
I'm fucking walking over here, Tony. Hey, forget about it.
Oh, so you're a black Italian mob.
Have you ever seen a black Russian?
No.
That's how you change the subject.
There's a black Russian?
Only in the movie. I've seen it only in the
movie. Okay, I'm about to say, because if there's a black Russian, I would have met
John Wick was the... Yeah, John Wick 3, I think, was the conversation where it happened.
What black Russian?
It may have been John Wick. You got to go back and review it. This nigga's so serious. This man's face is like, what black Russian?
It wasn't... I don't remember saying it. Black Russian.
I think it was John Wick 3. All right, people. I don't know why my computer want to hit me with the bullshit, but it did anyway, so we're back. So, for news, there's only one story to really talk about. I purposely waited to have this moment to really talk about it and not talk about it in the mix when it was announced. But recently, the Roe versus Wade verdict, where the Supreme Court had overturned this decision, basically ending the right to abort.
It's been passed.
Yeah. So my only response to that, once again, America is just another example of why we can't really hold faith in the systems that's supposed to protect us.
It's bigotry.
It's not. It's worse than bigotry. It's worse than that. It's just. It's a hypocrisy. It's hypocrisy, and it's like, it's crazy because most of these decisions are coming from white men.
Exactly.
It's not like they're coming from people of color, and exactly. It's like,
because they're the only ones that's sleeping with their sisters and brothers and nephews and nieces and cousins. Yikes. And aunts and uncles and shit like that.
I was trying not to laugh on this part. Yikes.
And we're talking about America with 3 K's and 2 A's.
Indeed. Exactly. But it's not always about the incest that goes on within some of these families. I just think in general, white men, they're corrupt. And it doesn't apply for all white men. Like, I'm quite sure there's some white people listening. By all means, if you're part of the mission, part of the fight, don't use your, you know, whiteness for, you know, silence and use it for the right reasons. By all means, you're not a part of it. You're part of the allies. But for those who don't, once again, this is a conversation directed towards you. I just don't understand why white men have an opinion on any woman's body in general.
They want to have control, and that's their system of having control over everything, not even just black people. They want to have control over women and what they can and can't do with their bodies. I'm against that completely. I'm against abortion completely, unless it really comes down to a woman getting raped. Like, if a woman gets raped, then by all means, she should be able to abort the baby if she doesn't want to keep it.
My I should have provided the disclaimer, because I don't give a fuck who I offend with the statement.
That's fucked up.
It's true. I gotta be real. And I'm so happy. Oh, damn it. God is on the other side, because as soon as I said
put
that,
it out there.
As soon as I said it, the thought dropped. So God is on your side. Because it wasn't even going to be disrespectful. It was just going to be some just truth to the shit, and I can't remember. But that'll be a nice edit. However, it's just fucked up. I'm not even sure how to respond, because what I saw was, if they took the right to abort, they took that away, I guess most people are starting to fear that they'll come for same-sex marriages next. And if that's the case, I just fear that.
But I mean, that should already be possible, Ben, though. The rainbow community has so much out here. Like, they're out. It's no hiding them. It's not like they have rights. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're transgender and you don't have the surgery yet, and if you were a male that's going to a female and you don't have the surgery, you have the option to have that on your ID now, and they can't turn you away from the option.
One day. I don't think there will ever be a space publicly where people can really sit down and have that whole conversation.
It needs to be
just understanding it.
It needs to be a conversation. Like, that needs to be a conversation, because we're in 2022, so it's like it's no coming back from it, and it's in the public eye.
With that being said, I'm happy. I'm so happy this podcast literally started out with just the bullshit and then just got so serious because it's quiet and you could just hear everybody speak. But with that being said, pause. Why the fuck are they forcing this agenda? And what do I mean by that? So it's obviously summertime. Kids are, you know, home. If they're not a summer camp, they're definitely home. And I have no problem Jaquela being home during the summertime and all that. But we was watching something on either the Disney Channel or Cartoon Network. And once again, I am not homophobic at all. At all. I have no problem supporting being an ally. However, I do grow a bit of confusion and discomfort with what I'm about to say. So keep in mind, what is it? June was Pride Month. I understand that.
It's actually still Pride Month. Oh shit! No, the fuck is not.
Yeah, and I'm not saying no, the fuck is not like that, but no, the fuck is not.
I still don't get how June, the entire month of June, is Pride Month, bro, and we only get
28 days,
right? The fuck,
niggas ain't shit.
Like, what?
Ain't shit, man.
That's literally what they said.
They said y'all get 30, we get 28.
Exactly. Like, what? I still don't understand it.
Yeah. But what I'm trying to take this shit seriously when I say this, where I had discomfort was the fact that while watching one of those channels, they promoted Pride Month. I had no problem with that. But they promoted a scene, an animation where a girl was kissing a girl. And my daughter, Jaquela, was like, what did I just see? And it's like, damn.
How can you explain that? Yeah.
That's TV.
Exactly. You can't.
That's Cartoon Network. That's a Disney Channel.
Exactly.
That's how I'm quite sure it was part of Cartoon Network. And Cartoon Network has some great, great animation shows I've grown up with. But this wasn't even something that was forced upon on my childhood.
Exactly.
Why the fuck is this shit being forced upon my daughter's childhood? Like,
because
bruh.
The new generation is...
I want my daughter to grow up having the experiences that some of us had growing up. Whether, like, you know, going to school, finding somebody that you grow a crush on, but not sure how to approach and being awkward, and, you know, me bringing a gun to the kid's head. Like, I want that.
God damn, why you gotta bring a gun? God damn.
I want my daughter to have that experience.
Hold up, where'd the gun come? What the fuck?
I want to bush past that, because somebody's going to pick up on that.
And no, ain't nobody going to burst. We not going to burst past that. Like,
I want my daughter to have her experience. Wow. I have no problem being a dad with that, you know? Wow. But it's just like, why do I don't want to explain this at the age of 9, yeah, of what you just saw on TV. Like,
that's a whole lot to explain. It's a whole lot for Jaquela to take in.
And it's just like, by all means, there's conversations that I won't have on air because I respect the experiences that my daughter have outside of the world that she has outside of me. But it's just, I just don't understand why. Like, when that shit came out, I was just like, yikes. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, we just I was just like, okay, all right. But that's that, man. Sheesh, man. This fucking, I need to say something dumb to liven up the mood, yo. Damn, it's so serious and shit.
Talking about something dumb.
Woo.
I could bring up your F in North. Now you say North.
For that, folks, that is the Blur Talk. It's gonna be some edits. Oh, I can't wait to sit down and do this shit. Up next is the scroll and scrolls of the week. You got anybody to highlight, sir?
Nope.
Damn. My scroll has to go to America. It has to go to America. What do I mean by America, people? I mean our elected officials in government, our people of the Supreme Court. Just in general, any person with a dick should not be able to dictate what a woman does with her body, bro. Wow. I'm dead ass when I say that shit. Like, if you have a dick, you should be only able to speak up for dicks. Like, okay. Like, and what I mean by dicks, like, bro, you should be able to speak up for, like, dick rights. And I know as funny as that sounds, yes. Fucking corny. I don't care. I'm livening up the mood. But dicks should talk for dicks. Dicks shouldn't talk for vaginas. Fuck that. We're going to say pussies. I hate the word vagina. It sounds so political.
So basically what correct. You're saying, men shouldn't have the right to make rights for women. Women exactly. should have the rights to make exactly. rights for women.
Bro, I don't know what it's like to go through and have a period. That's I don't true. Know. The only time my dick bleed is when it got kicked very hard in the balls. Okay? Exactly. Pain.
I don't want
to. Pain.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like. I got man boobs. I don't know what it's like to have woman boobs.
Is it the same? I mean,
you... Fuck you. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
What?
Go right ahead and watch what. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Remember, I get the last say so.
I didn't say anything. I didn't even say anything.
Go ahead. Talk some shit. Go ahead. Talk some shit. Go ahead. Go ahead. Talk some shit. Go ahead. Talk some shit.
I'm good.
Like I said, I got man boobs. I don't know what it's like to experience woman boobs. Well, I'm not going to talk about those experiences, but yeah, I don't know what it, in all seriousness, I don't know what it feels like to experience.
Your boobs sweat, women's boobs sweat. They wear bras, you should wear bras.
I'm sorry.
Remember, I have to do post-production, okay? Just remember that. There's certain things I can say that you cannot defend that it can be uploaded, okay?
What?
Okay. Don't worry about it. There's some shit I can say, and you can't respond directly just yet to it. It would remember that, sir. What else is there to mention, man? Nah, in all seriousness, though, I just don't get it, though. Like, once again, seriously, as guys, we really don't know what it's like to be a woman, and I can honestly say, for you know, being a young man in this country, I'm happy to have the sex that I have. And I'm happy that my daughter is my daughter, but that shouldn't be something I have to worry about at this age. I shouldn't have to worry about forcing a conversation about sexuality. I shouldn't even have to have a discussion on my daughter and her rights as a young woman. Like, it's fucking baffling. It's just certain things I wish I didn't have to even think about so much at an early on age with my daughter in this country. But I guess that's just part of the process of making sure she's militant and aware and, you know, able to respond to whatever this fucking country throws at her. Yeah. Marathon winners? Anybody?
My marathon winners goes out to Sissa.
Who?
Sissa.
You're not saying Sissa.
I'm saying Sissa.
Like
C-I-S-A. Sissa. It's one of the...
I'm just gonna let you explain.
One of the sub agencies of Homeland Security.
Oh, gotcha. I gotcha.
Yes, that gotcha. Is that.
Lock his ass up, people.
No,
he's sharing y'all secrets.
I'm not. I don't have any secrets to share.
He told me about that shit that y'all did in the office.
What? What the fuck? That just make me sound like I was part of it. No.
Yo, that'd be so scary. Like, Chauncey, we need a discussion.
No, I don't want to be a part of that. That's just, nope.
We I'm heard good. What you said in that podcast.
Sorry, I don't know what you heard. I don't know what y'all was told to you, but it didn't come from me. But no, they're one of the subgroups of Homeland Security, which is like, when they broke it down to me, it was so much more in depth to I thought Homeland Security was just Homeland Security. I didn't think, man, Homeland Security has to do with immigration, has to do with the airports, Secret Service, Coast Guard, and it's so much. And then within those agencies, there's sub agencies, and CISA is one of the sub agencies that has CISA is one of the sub-agencies of the Department of Homeland Security, which it has, because it has fleet management, asset management, environmental. I didn't know that Homeland Security had anything to do with the environment. I thought that was a totally different agency, but it does. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot. And I've had the opportunity to work with three. I've been able to work with logistics, who writes policies, different things for Homeland Security. I've been able to work with asset management and environmental.
Your
environmental
sounds ghetto. Nothing.
Environmental have definitely taught me a lot.
Gotcha.
The one day that I was with them, and I will be with them one day. So every
nigga, you don't gotta tell your work schedule.
I'm not.
I say this nigga's really telling y'all business, bro.
I'm not.
I say this nigga's really telling y'all business. I know where you're gonna be at this time.
I'm learning a lot, and it's definitely, I'm definitely enjoying learning about something that I never thought that I would learn about, never need to learn about or anything. So they're my marathon winners.
The grind continues. All right, before we transition out of this marathon winner, I definitely have to take time to just highlight the listeners, man. Whether you listen to the 100 episodes that's been posted, aka 99, or whether you've listened to one or two episodes, as always, a listen is much appreciated, and we're forever grateful for those that support, whether it was word of mouth, whether it was actually retweets or a mention, or just send down in whatever environment or country you're in. We appreciate your time for listening to us. I don't know why the fuck my voice sounds like it's like in a motherfucking, like the Quiet Storm radio station. Like, yeah, it was good, baby, yeah.
My grandmother used to have that plan when it'd be, oh my God, she would come and pick me up at like 9 or 10 after she get off work, and we go in the house and that be playing on the radio. I'd be like,
memories, man. Memories, yo. I think that's where I really developed my love for like R&B and jazz.
The Quiet Storm.
And then he hit a raindrops in the background. Doo, 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 doo.
Exactly.
So listeners, call in with your problems. Yo, we gotta do this on the podcast one day, yo. Got to.
That's gonna be a weird episode. I mean, not a weird ladies episode. And gentlemen,
ladies and gentlemen, call in. Oh, your baby daddy ain't doing you right. All right, I got you, baby. I got you.
We're gonna have a call in segment.
Yo, if I can incorporate videos, please. Please understand that warnings will be posted in the videos. I'm trying to get somebody to twerk for a full gas tank. Let's go. Let's go.
A full gas
tank. If you're going to twerk for a full gas tank, hit me up on Twitter at rockstar_joe_13. You laughing, I'm dead ass.
Yo.
But you got to have a bucket. I can't.
Oh, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Oh, shit.
They can't have no Tesla or nothing.
Fuck no. First of all, Tesla doesn't even take gas. Okay? Fuck. What the fuck wrong with you?
You gotta pay for them to have this.
I wish you would have a Tesla and send me a twerk video. I would like that, okay?
That's fucked up. You gotta have a bucket. So
you gotta have a bucket. You so can't no bins.
So
you can't be bald.
You're saying $30 or less.
I mean, it depends on what you look like. If those cheeks... Man, look here, buddy. Look here. DM for the requirements.
You gotta have requirements.
DM for the requirements,
can't
no people.
High class, quality
it can't be.
Car.
It can't be in a video that you already sent somebody else. Like, no. It got. Matter of fact, it gotta be live. Okay. It gotta invite me to a FaceTime. I got the computer. Let me see. And then for like 3 minutes. Matter of fact, you gotta twerk to my song. Fuck you talking about? You got to tweet. You got to twerk to one of my beats.
Are you recording the live?
I can't share those informations yet, man. I can't. Like I said, DM for the requirements.
No, you gotta have a low quality car. So basically, what you saying is the person is gotta be ghetto.
Oh, why they gotta be ghetto? Why you associating buckets with ghetto people?
Niggas don't got no high quality car.
Nah, why you gotta associate ghettos with? Nah, see, it be your own niggas.
You know,
it be your own niggas.
They got a high quality car, sir.
It be your own niggas.
That really is high quality. That
it be your own niggas, people.
Exactly.
It be your own exactly. Niggas, people.
You gonna get the dustiest.
Sheesh, yo.
They gonna have the dustiest cars. They gonna have 3 car seats in their car. French fries all in the car.
I ain't saying I'm getting a car wash. I just said fill the gas.
No, I'm saying that's what the car gonna look like.
Unless you want one of your kids to have a Happy Meal while the other two don't. Fuck damn. you talk about. It's like, nah, let me stop talking shit. Up. All right, people. Like I was saying,
your own niggas, man. Your own niggas. That damn thing.
That should be the name of this episode. Twerk for a full gas tank. Nah, I think the title of this episode is gonna be. Yeah, never mind. We'll see. Anyway, like I said though, in all seriousness though, man, shouts out to the listeners. We appreciate you. Indeed. And my blessing. As we exit, so I'm so happy to share this, man, because creativity has just been booming. So this isn't the end of a Blur's Intermission podcast, but I will be producing another show, a whole new show titled The Incredible True Story Podcast. Yeah, that shit sound dope. I know. The Incredible True Story Podcast. That podcast will be a discussion about music. So solely and only about music. I feel like I don't do justice when I talk about music on this podcast. And I feel like as a producer, as a collector, as a lover of music, I really want to sit down, re-examine some tracks, some albums, whether it's, you know, spoken word, rock, country, not doing country.
Damn.
R&B.
Dubstep,
all fuck country.
Why?
Fuck country. Music is country. Good. Fucking talking about your hillbilly ass cousins. Fucking pickup truck. Your fucking dog all one eyed. Man, fuck y'all, dog. Fuck country. I don't care who you are. Fight me about that. I will fight you. I don't care. Fuck country.
That's fucked up,
my dude. Horse, my dog. Yeehaw, man. Fuck y'all.
So you said just one genre of music is country.
Yes. I can listen to anything else. I love metal. Okay? Fuck country.
Fuck metal. Metal and some rock band. Some rock music.
Look at this guy. He couldn't say it confident. He said some rock band. Some bands. Rock music. Yeah, you see, he stepped the fuck down, sir. Anyway.
It's fucked up. Man, it said fuck country.
Got me off subject. Damn it. We was having a good ass pitch. And then niggas. Like I said, people, that podcast will solely be a discussion about music. So my first episode, I'm still working on the behind the scenes of that. But I'm definitely going to re-examine some things. And I can't believe this because I have yet to do that publicly with anyone. Not even with Jakayla. But we're going to examine my first project or first album. Because my first project was a mixtape. But my first album, which was Intermission. So I'm going to break that shit down track by track. Share some of the behind the scenes of that project, because I can remember
that was a good project.
That's when we had fucking carpet in his basement.
Yes.
It took, just for an example, and this is the only one I'm sharing,
it took like 20 or
it took this man times. Like 56, that's the last time I remember, 56 takes.
Not 56
for one of them, nigga.
It was not 56 takes.
I wish I can laugh and exaggerate.
It was 56
sir
takes.
For damn. One of them, I mean, because it was something. It was the way you were saying it, but we literally did like 56 takes for one of those skits. My memory will definitely come back to mind when I get closer to that project and sit down and do the episode. Takes. Yes, trust me, because nigga, we were sitting up, and then got to a point where just like, nigga, just lay down, because it took time. It took time. Because we was literally getting through them, and then we just got to this one. It was just like something. Like, what the
send
fuck?
Is that on
Spotify?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Still on there. Yep. I'm gonna listen. Man, even the album cover of that shit. Like,
man, that was an album cover.
Man, that shit. Yo. Oh. I can't wait. Be on the lookout for that. That will be dropped within the next 2 weeks. I'm just working on getting some graphics and just figuring out the rest of that. Hopefully, I can, you know, bring some guests. You know what? Not even hopefully. I will be bringing guests to that podcast. Whether that be, you know, people of poetry, people that's just instrumentalists, whatever. If you're a musician, an artist within that world, I want to sit down, highlight your music, talk about why you did this, why you, you know, chose to stack these songs a certain type of way. What was the emotion? Describe this song, whether it was bright, dark, mellow. Like, I'm breaking down music. Like, I think I'm a geek now. or blur it now on this fucking podcast, like, dude, I'm going to be so fucking hyped to talk about music. Like, it's literally going to be like a radio show. Like, it's going to be some nice fades, some in and outs, me talking over the music. Like, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Well, I have one person. I have two or three people in mind.
And if they trap artist show, they better.
My cousin is, I guess he's a trap artist, or
their ego better not be fragile. Because if it's that same old trap shit, something, 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 blah, 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 Migos bullshit. I got 50, I got bitches. If you mention bitches more than two times in a song, I'm telling you, because it.
Yeah, because your ego can't be fragile. If you saying that and then I say something and it hurts you the way you say it.
And keep in mind, like, this first album, trust me, I know the quality of it. I know what I did. Yeah. I did that on a. Yeah, I ain't going to get y'all the backstory. We going. That makes this episode even more special. I can't wait, because I can't wait to just share. Because that computer I was using was $200, and the computer, man.
The equipment we had was, nigga, even, I'm not going to say the equipment was bad, but it was like,
nigga, the microphone I had is a USB.
You talking about the white joke?
That shit was named Snow Globe, nigga. Like, come on, man, I can't wait, yo. This will be, it's going to be a humbling experience, because I can't wait. I remember
that shit, because you had to keep moving. Every time I would sit up, you would have to move it up, and then I sat down.
The struggle, bro. That should have really been the name. Intermission, man. The struggle. That's what it should have been.
That shit was.
But I can't wait. It's gonna be beautiful.
But it came out. It came out outstanding.
Yeah, like, I couldn't tell me shit.
Like, when I first listened to it, I was like, oh shit. I was listening to my podcast. I was like, oh shit. I'm in this. Oh shit. And I went back and listened to it. I was like, damn, that's really me on there.
Indeed.
I was like, oh shit.
Indeed. Man. So. With that, folks, man, I hope you enjoyed this nice, well-edited episode.
Well-edited?
Because if we let that raw version be, woo-wee, I think we would, I think we just would have took a different direction. So, in all seriousness, to the listeners, the supporters, the critics, any and everyone who's been a part of this show, seriously, we appreciate you. And be on the lookout for the Incredible True Story podcast, hosted by your boy Rockstar Joe. And with that being said,
peace.
God damn.